last night. I had the great pleasure of hosting the Lincolnshire Environmental Awards alongside Dr. David Bellamy and also the Lord Lieutenant of Lincolnshire, Tony Worth, was at the event last night as well. One of the awards up for grabs was Best Business Award. That was won by the Gelder Group, who were also the overall winners of the Lincolnshire Environmental Award. And after the event, I spoke to Adam Elwood.
To be honest, I'm completely blown away by this, and this really does cap off a marvellous 4 years of hard work, of investment and development, which we've developed at the Gelder Group.
So tell us what you've been doing environmentally-wise.
Environmentally, well, it all started off 4 years ago, where we planted 3,130 trees as part of the Forestry Commission to offset our CO2, and by doing that, it equated to 80 tonnes of CO2, which equates to the activities of half our company cars. We also invested in a 55,000 water harvesting system, which collects all the rainwater at the Gelder Group to wash our vans and flush our toilets. We've changed all our light bulbs to LED light bulbs, which save £500 a year. We've also opened our brand new stores logistics warehouse called Redline, which, as a business benefit, instead of money going to our competitors, goes back into the Gelder Group, and this is only situated 3 miles away on Spain Ainsdorf, which is near Sutton by Stowe, which again saves CO2, which equates to 600 miles a week, which equates to 202 kilograms of CO2. Also, we heavily believe in giving people a second chance, and at the Gelder Group, we have got many initiatives working with ex-offenders from HMP Lincoln, Lincoln Traction Trust and Lincoln Probation Service, and we do believe that people should have a second chance, gaining a reference, gaining work experience. So people have gone through HMP Lincoln, regularly come to the Gelder Group for work experience trials, and only last week we appointed someone who's gone for a 3-week placement for our brand new environmental officer to work with Jason Carlton, our Green Tech manager. We also have our own waste recycle management unit called Green Tech, which instead of, as a business benefit, instead of giving all our waste products from jobs into third-party skip hire and removal units, it goes back into the business, and we are proud to say that we recycle 94% of our waste when the industry average is 72%.
That's incredible. Tony Worth is also here, the Lord Lieutenant of Lincolnshire. Every business ought to be like that, shouldn't it?
Well, they're a wonderful example, and you know, the holistic approach that they have set about in their business, where they've looked at every single aspect of what they do and how they do it and everything else. Now, I have actually been to the Gelder Group's headquarters a couple of years ago with the Earl of Wessex, and we had a look round all the trees that you planted and everything that you've done. And you're an example to everybody, and you ought to be very proud of yourself, and you're well-deserved winners of this particular prize. It's absolutely fantastic.
You were speaking this evening, Tony, and you have an interest because you're from the farming world as well. Everybody has to do their bit, don't they?
Well, if they don't, we're on a downward spiral, and we're not going to survive, and we're not going to feed our 9 billion people that are going to be with us in 2050. As I said earlier on, we've got over 6 billion now, but to add those extra billions and still maintain the environment and all the other species that we have, it's going to be very difficult, very difficult.
Have you been inspired and encouraged by the stories you've heard tonight of what individuals and businesses are doing?
I'm always inspired with looking at people who are doing the various good things which we all need to do. They all do it in a different way. But as long as everybody is trying and everybody is succeeding to do something for the environment, well, that's just jolly good news.
Well done again, Adam. You said at the end of your speech when we had the presentation that you'd be coming back next year to defend the title. That's a challenge.
It is a challenge, and I will I'll lay the gauntlet down. We will be bringing back and we'll be stronger. We will always continue to invest and develop the Gelder Group through our environmental initiatives, through our community schemes. You know, we do feel it's our social and corporate responsibility. An example of this is we're working with Agus Community School in Gainsborough, donating all our waste materials such as pallets, bricks, waste pipes and tiles to create a book hotel for them, so to get the younger generation involved with the environmental initiative. So yeah, I do think we will be out next year.
Adam Elwood from the Gelder Group speaking to me last night at the end of the Lincolnshire Environmental Awards. They were the overall winners, as well as being winners of the business group. Farm and rural winner was Dave Stanley of Holly Farm Bourne, and the community winner last night was the Lincolnshire Firewood Fair. Great evening, attended by Professor Dr. David Bellamy, and also, as we heard, the Lord Lieutenant of Lincolnshire, Tony Worth. Always a great event. We didn't have the side of things, we didn't had the junior environmental awards yesterday, because most of the schools in the county involved very much with Jubilee events this year, and also, of course, with the torch relay. But I'm sure that next year, back in full swing with the junior side of the competition as well.